With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
We are here after Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Colorado Avalanche are the 2022 Stanley Cup champions, and it's been a long road for this team. They won last in 2001. That was a great team. Joe Sakic, Ray Bourque, Patrick Waugh. You can name all the guys that are on the team, but tonight they go out there and beat the Tampa Bay Lightning, the team that just won two Stanley Cups in a row. At one point, they looked like they were going to even win this game. And all of a sudden, Colorado Avalanche just do what they do best, and they smothered them, took all the opportunities. They played Tampa's game better than the Tampa Bay Lightning did.
Absolutely. I mean, you mentioned by saying that, you know, that Colorado Avalanche team, the last one that won the Cup. You mentioned all the players, I think, that are synonymous with that franchise. You mentioned, you know, like you said, Peter Forsberg, Joe Sakic, Ray Bourque, yes. Milan Hayduk, all that. I think this group that just won now, that's the next generation of that. All of these players, the Nathan MacKinnons, Kale McCarr, Nazem Kadri, Devin Toews, Arturi Lehkonen, all those guys. Valeri Nichushkin, Andrei Burakovsky, you could go on forever. Those are going to be the new names that we list as being synonymous with the Colorado Avalanche. This was one of the most dominating runs we've ever seen. The Avalanche never trailed in a series during the whole time. They lost only four games. They never faced elimination. It was incredible. Two series sweeps. This is one of the most dominating playoff runs we've ever seen from an NHL team. To do it in this era and against the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions in their own building, against a hostile crowd, especially after the kind of gut punch that was Game 5, mm-hmm. just a remarkable feat. They are one of the most deserving champions we've seen in a very long time. And, you know, based on what the offseason could bring, this could be a team that wins a couple more.
Absolutely. And this is a group where the offseason is going to be very interesting. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They don't know what the goal situation is going to be. Some key players are up for a contract. Nazem Kadri.
Yes.
And when you win the Stanley Cup, you've done it. Some players are willing to go and make a bit more money somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some key players on this team that very much could apply it to. But that's not for now.
Yes.
Right now, the focus is on the fact that they won the Stanley Cup. And you look at that game, so tightly contested.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're on the road against a Tampa team where I can't see the crowd here was that great. They were very loud in the beginning, and then Tampa just didn't play their best hockey.
The crowd was really good when things were going well for yes. Tampa. Like after that first goal, the pop was incredible. You know, the crowd was electric. But as the game started to dwindle down, as the reality started to set in, the crowd really got out of it. And honestly, I think this crowd might be just as tired as the Tampa Bay Lightning team is.
Very much. This is a team that's done a lot of winning. And to be fair.
And a lot of hockey.
To be fair, when they won in 2020, was not here.
That's true.
That was in Edmonton. Which is yeah. not exactly Tampa Bay, and had nothing to do with either two teams that were in that game, going for the Stanley Cup. But then you go look at the Colorado Avalanche, and while Tampa may have not played to their fullest potential, Colorado just it didn't matter how many players were playing hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We could count maybe the players that were not like hobbling around after the game on one hand. It was a lot of guys.
I don't think there were any.
Like there were a lot of guys. In pain.
And there were a lot of guys getting pushed around the ice by their significant others.
Yes, which yeah. I thought that was kind of funny.
Which was funny. Valeri Nichushkin was literally getting pushed by his significant other, you know, from scrum to scrum, and it was great. I mean, that's what a relationship's all about. But it's
pushing, yeah, maybe not specifically for the Stanley
yes,
Cup final.
But no, it's like this is a team that laid it all out on the line. The narrative is that the Avalanche, you know, they were favorites the whole season, and that their whole find a way kind of mantra is a little weird because it's like that they're not an underdog, but they really did find a way. They played without one of their top four defensemen for pretty much the entire second half of the playoffs. Nazem Kadri was out for an entire series that they swept, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, Darcy Kemper was missing for a long time. Andrei Burakovsky didn't play in this game and also missed big stretches. This is a team that is extremely banged up. There are a lot of players that are going to be taking, you know, some good breathers or undergoing some procedures.
Mm-hmm.
This what they did tonight. In the third period, Tampa's coming out strong. They're buzzing. They're trying. Their season is on the line, and we've seen what happens when Tampa's season is on the line. They fight back, and Colorado stymied them. They shut them down, and they held them to no shots for the first 10 minutes of the third period. Yes. Remarkable.
Which, if you're Tampa, that's pretty not ideal.
And who was that first shot, Steven?
I believe it was Riley Nash.
Yes. So, I mean, that goes to show, like, what the job they did to just be like, no, we are winning the Stanley Cup. We are winning this game. And the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions who are fighting for their lives are just going to – we are not going to let them have – anything, any momentum, anything to get, and anything to sort of spur their success, and they ended up raising the cup tonight.
If you had to pick one thing you're going to remember from this Stanley Cup run, what would it be?
I would just say, I mean,
Not the plane rides.
No, definitely not the plane rides. I'm hoping to forget those very soon. But no, I would say just the adversity that these players played through. Like just seeing, you know, we're working in the media room and we see them walk in, and whether it's guys limping into the building, whether it's guys with casts or walking boots or bandages that you don't really know about, you don't really see. That's what I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember just how many guys just put kind of pain on the back burner, who put their own sort of their own comfortability, their own quality of life really on the back burner to win this cup. And they did it, and I'm sure there were a lot of players on Tampa who did the same thing and ended up in disappointment, which is a shame. I mean, this Tampa team is incredible, but this, like, Nazem Kadri, the guy had surgery to repair a broken thumb or some, like, a
he
hand
had a
injury.
He had a modified glove to play.
His dad on the ice was saying that Kadri couldn't even tie his own skates.
Kadri said that himself.
Or Kadri said that himself, yeah. He couldn't even tie his own skates for 2 weeks. When you have surgery of any kind, it's remarkable that you come back to play not just like organized sports, but like at the peak of your performance, at the peak of your craft, you come back and play it. It was absolutely remarkable to see what these players played through and how a lot of them you just don't even know. And that is the heart of a champion, the way that they were able to do that and shut this team down and put together what was one of the, if not like one of the most dominating playoff runs we've ever seen, especially in the modern era.
There was a lot of hype for this series.
There was.
One of the best teams going at it, and I think this was something everyone was looking forward to. Did it live up to the hype?
Oh, without it. The only way it could have was if it went seven, and it very nearly did.
It was very close. A goal away from tying it.
Exactly.
Potentially going the other way for Tampa.
And there were some games, too, where there were, you know, there was a goal that could potentially swing it either way. Who knows? But this was one of the best playoffs. This was one of the best hockey series I've ever seen. That was some of the best hockey. I made this sort of comparison on Twitter. This was two, like, Greek gods just throwing haymakers at each other in the clouds while us, you know, city folk looked up to the sky in awe. Like, it was incredible. These are two teams at the height of their powers. And what I love about them, too, is the way that they were built. Hopefully, with the copycat league that is the NHL, there's a lot more fun. There's a lot more wheeling and dealing and risk-taking that is done, because what caused this Avalanche team to win the Cup was a lot of risks that were taken by GM Joe Sakic and his crew. They all paid off, and look where we are. Look what happened.
Do we expect these two teams to be competing again next year for the Cup?
I think there's a very good shot that they do. Both, if the offseason is going to be interesting, but, I mean, these are both teams that are going to be good, and they're going to be good for a very long time.
All right, that's it from us. I guess on the video side, yes. On the podcast side, from Tampa Bay and, of course, for Denver. There'll be a lot more coming up on the website soon from Mike Stevens, myself, Ryan Kennedy, and more. So make sure to check it out on the website. Thanks for watching, listening, and following us along the last couple weeks.